Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And look who it is. It's Rob Brydon and Ruth Jones. Bryden, Nessa, off, Gavin and Stacey. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
are we doing this in character, Ruth? Now I need to know. Because I'm being sexy Rob Brydon.
At the moment, I can't even hear myself. So that's really putting me off.
Right. She doesn't like it if she can't hear herself.
All the conditions have to be right. Mm.
She will have a wobbly.
Yeah.
She will.
Is that better?
No, I'm going to take the cans off.
All right.
It's ruined it for me now.
Oh, no.
Ruined the whole experience.
Oh, no. She's having a proper diva, look.
You're lucky she hasn't walked.
Oh, God.
We had the same problem with Mr. T.
Yeah,
we did. We fixed them for him.
No, seriously, about a week ago, he couldn't hear anything either. It all went off.
Oh, dear.
Can't hear anything, fool. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I'm sorry Rob was late.
No, that's all right.
He's bring not... that up.
Well, you were. I've been here for half an hour.
What he was here for the main bit. He was here a minute before.
He's such a star now.
I know.
He tootles in from his live
She's kicking
tour.
Off on one. First of all, she can't hear anything. Now she's having a go at me. Let's just enjoy the fact we've got a single out, Ruth.
Now, Rob, are you doing any award ceremonies today?
Oh, you cheeky little boy.
No, only because we've noticed that a lot of our listeners text in all the time, and you do a lot of them, don't you?
You're talking about the world of corporate awards.
Yeah. Mm.
Things like the Heating and Ventilation Awards.
Yeah.
It's great to be here for the Heating and Ventilation Awards. I do a few of them, Scott. You know, we all have to make a living.
You're not wrong.
I have a very high standard of living, and it does sometimes require a very low standard of work.
What's the best one that you've done?
I've done so many. Best in terms of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Heating and ventilation,
it's
you know,
good.
In which I said, you know, heating is very important to me, but then so is ventilation.
They won't have you back now, will they? Now that
no, they rotate. They rotate me and Jimmy Carr year in, year out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it the same script for all of them?
It is with me, baby. You know, the funny thing is, they always want to have a meeting with you beforehand to talk about it, and it's a big deal often to the organisations that are doing it, and I'm sitting there going, really? Oh, that's good. And then what we thought we'd do is we'd present the award, Rob. It'd be great if you stood in the middle there and we're going to take a photo or two photos. And you want to say, it's the same at every single one.
But they think theirs is unique.
So I give the winner after I've opened the envelope. You don't say.
Now that we've ruined your corporate career.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We should talk about something else.
Yeah. Have you done any, Ruth?
Any corporates?
I did one the other night, actually.
You get a free dinner, don't you? It's good. You get a free dinner.
I refuse the dinner. I don't like to sit
really?
With them.
No, that's because you have to...
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was really nice.
You have to sit with the chairman of the National Pork Awards or something, don't you?
I did it. The first one I ever did was in Scotland, and I sat with the chaps there, and it was at a very bad time. And then the man got up and he said, well, I don't think I need to tell you what a terrible year it's been for the financial industry in Scotland. Here's your host, Rob Brydon.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Two of our favourite characters, my two favourite characters, from Gavin and Stacey, are here today. So you didn't fancy climbing up Kilimanjaro then?
No.
I wonder why that wouldn't have suited me. I don't know.
Did Gary Barlow not call and go,
all right, Ruth?
But mind you, Chris Moyles is of the larger frame, isn't he? And he's done it.
Yeah,
so it might. That's a great way to get fit, I guess.
So they didn't even ask you?
No, they didn't. I noticed when you did Gary Barlow, though, you made him sound dashing, like kind of Liam Gallagher. All right. He doesn't talk like that. He sounds more like Ringo Starr now. If you listen to Gary Barlow talking, I always imagine Gary Barlow when he's talking. It's as if he's arranging to pick his kids up from youth club. I'll be outside at 9. If you're not out in time, you're grounded, you little whippersnappers.
But he's a very rich man who makes lots of money from writing songs.
Yes. Oh, he's fantastic, but he must be the most sensible man in rock.
Yeah.
Mm. And what's
and
wrong with that?
Related to Ken Barlow, obviously.
He is. He's Ken's son. Yes, yeah. This is not widely known.
So you've done a single instead, which is a much easier option than going
finally
up a big mountain.
Finally he mentions it. We've been here half an hour.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to play it. Is that in everything?
One word for you, Scott. Plug.
Okay, good. Shall we play this in a minute? Shall we? No, you know the Saturdays, the official Comic Relief single, that didn't get to number one this weekend.
Didn't it? No. Why is theirs official and ours isn't?
They're both official.
They're both official, aren't they?
We are the funny one. Yeah. They are the serious pop one.
You've got to have a funny one as well, haven't you?
Yeah, but
I think you get a bit of both, you see. So you can go out, buy either or preferably both tracks and raise money for Comic Relief, which is what this is all about.
Absolutely. Theirs is meant to be sexy and pop. pop and ours is meant to be funny. And do you know what's happened, though? Ours is funny, and yet people are saying to me, Rob, I'm finding it quite sexy as well.
You want to watch out for Flo Rida, though, because he beat the Saturdays at number one this week. Are you aware of his work?
No.
We have a bit of a history with Flo Rida, don't we, Ruth? We've done a few gigs around the country with Flo.
This is him. This is Flo.
Oh, I never stopped listening to this one.
Yeah.
Who did this one originally?
You spin me round, baby, right round.
Was it
like
in the 80s?
Record, baby. Yeah. Pete Burns, Dead or Alive, and You Spin Me Round, being redone now with the modern flavour and fat beats, taking it on the street. Check it out. Going to see you all this Saturday night down at the Crazy Papa Loco Club in central Bristol. Take it up.
Amazing.
I would love to be a DJ.
Yeah. Now, I've got some questions from some of our lovely listeners. Hi, Miles.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. We're going to play... Rob's going to kick off in a minute because we haven't played the single. So, be quick with your question.
Okay, well, first I'd like to welcome you both to England.
Oh, thank you very much, Miles.
That's very kind of you, Miles. Thank you.
I think he's gone. He got so embarrassed by that impression. That
was an impression.
Oh,
I think it was.
It?
I think it was. I think, Miles... Hang on, let me just get the original text.
Oh.
This is it. Yeah, he cut himself off. I'm a massive fan of Rob and do a great impression of him. I actually went to Wales with the kids and spent the whole trip talking as Rob. Now, that would have been a lot of fun.
That's a little disturbing.
What, so was he doing Rob then?
I think
or
so.
Or was he doing Uncle Bryn?
Miles, are you still there? No, see, the embarrassment got too much.
Oh, don't give up, Miles.
I don't know, Ruth, I don't know. Sometimes...
Totally.
Sometimes that can be the best advice.
Hi, Katie.
Hiya.
You're right.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. Don't hang up on me like Miles did.
I won't.
Who do you want to ask and what do you want to ask?
I want to ask Rob if he's all right, because I went to see him live in Hull on Thursday and he was singing the charity single and he got stuck hanging off the stage.
Oh, yes, I did. I do a little acoustic verse or two of Islands in the Stream, and then it was a very high stage and I tried to leap back onto it in a kind of Springsteen-esque as a name won't ring any bells with your listeners, but he was popular in the 80s, and I tried to leap back on the stage and I think the chances of me fathering any more children have decreased.
How did you get back up then? What happened?
I walked around to the steps.
So rock and roll.
Oh, you know, look at him. He thinks he's in Kajagoogoo.
So it's fine. He's fine, Katie. All right.
I was a bit worried.
Okay. Did you enjoy the show, Katie? Think before you answer.
It was brilliant. Better than I expected.
Oh,
what did you expect?
What does that mean, really? What does that mean?
What do you mean, better than expected?
Well, my friend took me, and I thought it was going to be all right, but then it was actually really good.
Yeah, I get a lot of people who come to my shows against their will.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks Katie. Nice to speak to you.
Love you. Okay, right, let's play the song.
Yes,
for Comic Relief, this is Vanessa.
Can I just say, though, you've got the wrong version.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, look, there's a much better version.
The version that people download.
Don't be handing me a version with
swearing in. The radio stations, for some reason, have got the original one, and then we amended it a little bit. We've put some more funny things in.
So, Ruth, let's do the front of the version that people get if they download it from iTunes and other download services, or if they buy it in a store. Because you say...
I can't remember.
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
And I say, I'm very happy, Ness, and I'll tell you for why.
But I think that's on this version.
Oh, no, is it? Oh, how embarrassing.
This is just a disaster.
This is a low point in my career. This is worse than the shopping channel.
Let's just play, let's just play it and see what happens.
No.
No, no.
Oh, this, Bryn, no. What's occurring?
Oh, Bryn.
Yeah, but there's no me.
No him.
Oh, I see.
Right, oh, okay. My head's starting to hurt.
Right, Scott Mills, you think you know
Bryn,
everything.
Oh, Bryn, what's occurring?
I'm very happy, Ness, and I'll tell you for why.
Bryn, what's occurring?
Right, I've already told you, Ness.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So what do you think?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, are you just saying it because we're sitting here in front of you?
No. Well, I liked it on the show when you did it. And, yeah, that's good.
That's got Tom Jones in it, though.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Who's all right, isn't he, Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Actual Tom Jones.
Tom Jones on our record.
Actual Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone grey. What's happened? That happened after he worked with us. I don't know if the two things are connected.
I noticed that on the Brits.
Yeah.
He's just gone really...
Grey hair.
Very strange.
He's gone natural.
And, you know, can I just say, I never thought I would say the sentence, I'm singing on Top of the Pops with my friend Rob on Friday night.
Are you?
Live
on
with
Relief
Tom Jones.
Top of the Pops?
Yes.
Yeah. With, yeah. Who else is on there, Ruth? Oh, yeah, U2 and Oasis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a big
and
deal,
Franz
really.
Ferdinand.
And Franz Ferdinand. Or as Terry Wogan would say, Franz Ferdinand.
Was it quite exciting making a record? It's quite
not
cool,
really
it
for
was
us.
Except we got so excited, didn't we? We got there. We were really building up to the whole thing. We'd been there about half an hour and then we both got a bit faint.
I did. I actually got a bit lightheaded because I consider myself in an almost arrogant way to have an okay voice. So I thought, I'm just going to love this. I'm going to enjoy it. And then when you're in a proper recording studio, it's merciless because you hear everything in your voice. Mm. And Ruth sounded lovely. I sounded awful. And do you remember I said at one point, I think I have a bit of a sit down, actually. I was kind of worried that... and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees wrote Islands in the Stream, and Robin Gibb is on there. And Ruth, I was on tour, I'm on tour in England now, but I was on tour of the UK. It was in Wales before Christmas, and Ruth did a few of the shows with me. She would come out at the end dressed as Nessa, and we would do Islands in the Stream, and the crowd, when they saw her, they were, hey! So we had a version, Hugh Padgham, the producer. I'm sounding like Tom telling a story.
I know, you're looking like him, you do the hand
Padgham,
movements and everything.
You know, he sent me a version, you know, with just the music, you know, and the backing vocals done by Robin Gibb. Now, when Robin Gibb does the backing vocals, for some reason, he turns into a pirate. If you listen closely, Robin Gibb goes, Islands in the Stream, that is what... This isn't pirate-like. No. What we are, no one in between. And then he goes, we rely on each other, arhar. I swear to you, if you listen closely...
Arhar.
One lover to another, arhar. They shiver me timbers.
Anyway, it's for Comet Relief, so make sure you download it,
yes,
please.
Look, even if you think it's terrible, which it isn't, we love it.
Do you know what it's
proud.
Got? Do you know what it's got?
What?
In all the style of all the good Comet Relief tracks, it's got some talky bits in.
Well,
exactly. And also, you get, as well as the song Islands in the Stream, you also get
you
Rob
get Bryn
as
singing
Bryn.
The Wise Men.
Listen to this.
Bryn, I know being funny, but ever since you learned the guitar, that's the only song you ever play.
It's the only song I want to play, Ness. It's vintage blunt with a smashing chord structure.
She said to me, go steady on me. Won't you tell me what the wise men said?
So you get Bryn doing a bit of James Bond as well, vintage blunt.
Yeah. And you get Bryn and Nessa singing Something Stupid, as we did in the arcade in the series.
So just like there are three Comic Relief noses available to buy this year from... a well-known supermarket called Sainsbury's. You can also get three
Waitrose.
Tracks.
I'm just evening it out.
Mm. Thanks.
You can also get three tracks on this album.
Tesco. I played in Harrogate on my tour the other night. They don't have a Tesco. The only mainland UK postcode to not have that supermarket that I just mentioned, but won't mention again for fear of impartiality.
That's right. So, Islands in the Stream by...
He's moving on from that.
Maybe right on.
Doesn't like that.
Doesn't want to get into trouble.
I don't. By,
is that because Morrison's dominate the area?
You're not helping, are you?
No, I just wonder.
You're making it worse, idiots.
Right, let's quickly take some calls from some
Scott
listeners.
Scott knows only too well that in today's BBC you can be out of that DJ chair as fast as you're into it.
I loved watching Jonathan Ross the other night, I have to say.
What did he do?
That inane grin that he had when James Corden was talking about a certain type of film.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he really didn't want to get himself into trouble.
Yeah.
And he was just smiling and James was going, doesn't that do it for you, you know? Two girls together, and he's like, no, not having any of it at all. Not joining in.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
What do you want to ask? I'm good, thank you. Yes?
Come on, Vicky, what do you want to ask?
Come on, Vicky.
I want to ask her the question. I want to ask her if the first time she met James Corden, did she fancy him?
Vicky. Do you fancy James Corden?
Yes, of
do
course.
You?
What is it with girls and James?
You see, the thing is, James is like 13 years younger than me, and so I just don't get it. Also, he is like a little brother, love him. I love him very much, and he's actually a really, really lovely person, big-hearted and very funny and a really good friend. But no, I don't. But then I wouldn't. I'm married and I'm 42. But I'm sure he does it. Well, he obviously does appeal to lots of
You don't
of,
look 42,
girls.
Ruth. Can I be the first one to say?
Oh, I was going to say that, but you said
you
it
look
first.
Like you've just hit 40.
Thank you.
Okay, I know loads of girls who fancy him.
Do you?
No, but, I don't rub it in.
You'll have to join the James Corden fan club. I think there is one with lots of... I think he told me the other day there's something like 30,000 members or something.
Can I ask a question, Vicky? Do you or many of your friends find... Rob Brydon, who plays Uncle Bryn, at all attractive?
All of them, Rob. All of them.
Aww. How old are you, Vicky?
19.
Oh, yeah, my God,
all
for that.
Oh, dear.
Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with this.
Especially that episode when you have the gym.
Yeah. I was in good shape, baby. Good shape. Are you familiar with the work of Sylvester Stallone?
I am, indeed.
Yeah, that's what it brings to mind.
You're a spitting image.
I haven't had a stroke. I'm doing an impression.
Have you seen Sylvester Stallone's mother recently?
I do not look like Sylvester Stallone's mother.
Yeah, Jackie.
Yeah.
I love her.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Love her very much. Love you, Vicky. Thank you.
Love you,
see
Scott.
You, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye bye.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello there.
What are you saying then?
I'm very well. Are you?
I'm very good. What can you? What do you want to ask?
I wanted to ask Ruth. I'm dressing up as Nessa on Friday for Comic Relief, and I'm just putting together the outfit. And I wondered what colour lipstick I need.
Hmm. You want to go for something like a bit dark? Right. Have you got? Have you got a few to choose from?
Well, I'm going to go shopping tomorrow. I've just got the earrings today.
Right. Have you got the tattoo?
No, I'm going to have to miss that one because I've got a tattoo already.
Ah, that's a bit of a shame.
I've got a nice black T-shirt with what's occurring on it.
Fantastic.
Good.
I'm really impressed. And you've got a little wig and everything?
I've got the wig that's come.
What about the fishnets?
I nicked a pair off my wife ages ago anyway.
You're loving it, aren't you? Are you actually enjoying dressing up as Nessa?
I think I probably will.
This could be a new way of life for you.
It could well be.
Is there anything you need to... does he need to say anything, to complete the thing?
I think try not to smile. That's probably going to be the best advice I can give you.
She doesn't smile, does she?
No, she doesn't hardly ever smile. And just practice saying, ow, a lot.
Okay. Right?
Can you do it for me now? Can you do it for me now and I'll tell you what it's like?
Ow.
Very good.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
Thank you, Tristan.
Have a good time.
Bye, Tristan.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Paddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, yeah.
You got a question then?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Rob, in Gavin and Stacey, there's something that happened to Uncle Bryn on, a boat trip or something.
Yeah, on a fishing trip.
That he's mortally embarrassed about, and I wanted to know if you'd tell us what it was.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. We were playing in Brighton the other night, and I got into the taxi, and the driver saw me in the rearview mirror, and he went, "I recognise you!" And I said, all right. Now, I didn't jump at this, because often people think I'm Ben Miller. And sometimes they think I'm Anton Dubek from Strictly Come Dancing. So I kept my powder dry. I held back. I said, "Well, what have you seen me on?" He goes, "I see you on the show late at night." And again, this didn't narrow it down.
Look like Richard Jobson.
Richard Jobson, yeah. And Elvis. Yeah. And thank you for not jumping in there. And he said, "You were the one where you are in the gym with the fat guy." So I thought, right, Gavin and Stacey. And he said, "You know what I like the most? What I like the most is... you eat the fish and chips with your nephew, but you don't like to talk about it." I said, "What?" He said, "You eat the fish and chips with your nephew, but you never talk about it." I said, "Do you mean the fishing trip?" "Oh, yes!" Now, why? What he'd obviously thought that we'd eaten... What is it about eating fish and chips that could be remotely scandalous?
So we can't tell you, Paddy.
That's okay.
I don't know, Paddy, is the answer. I don't know if you know, Ruth.
No, we don't. But the thing is, don't you think it would spoil it if we did tell you?
I think it would have, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
So, bit of mystery in life.
You write it, but you don't even know what happened yet.
No.
Brilliant.
that's attention to detail for you.
I love that.
But except
that, like Lost,
say,
isn't it?
We know what it wasn't, right. And it wasn't sexual.
Okay. Cool.
Because a lot of people think it was.
Yeah.
And it involved
what could have made
soup.
Them think that?
Who thought it? Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
There's a team of Chappers calls them geeks, at Unofficial Mills. It's a website.
Yeah.
And they are going to give loads of money, each of them, to Comic Relief, if you can just do I know you love this. Oh, Unofficial Mills, what's occurring?
Well, I tell you what, before I do, Scott, I've got a little bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
You get me in every damn day on your programme saying, "Oh, what's occurring?" I've not had a penny for it. You've not asked for permission. And I think you should donate heavily to Comic Relief this year.
I promise I will.
Thank you very much.
Might be easier, Scott, if you give the money to me and I'll pass it on.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, what do you want me to say?
Unofficial Mills.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Unofficial Mills, what's occurring?
Oh,
Oh my God, that's
I want
so
every
good.
One of the unofficial mills to donate
they will.
To Comic Relief.
They're going to buy the single.
They're good like that.
They're going to buy the single. Because I think the most important thing, you know, people talk about Comic Relief and they say some of the money goes to Africa, oh, some of the money goes to the UK, and you've got, you know, compassion fatigue. Let's remember the important thing here is that Britain has a chance to give Rob Brydon a number one single.
Yeah.
And I think it would be such a shame to let that go by.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the best way to do that, Ruth?
Go out and buy the song.
Yeah.
Or the video. We don't mind. Yeah. Download it.
There's also a DVD you can buy that's got behind-the-scenes stuff that shows me badly impersonating Tom Jones to his face.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He okay, lashes so out in anger.
It's all for Comic Relief. Download it, please, or go and buy it. Thank you very much, Rob and Ruth, for coming in today. It's been fun,
it's
as always.
Pleasure.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Right, something weird is occurring. That's what's occurring in my local supermarket at the moment.
Right.
One night last...
We're back on supermarkets.
One night last week, I didn't mention this because I thought it was a one-off incident last week, so okay. I didn't trouble with you this last week. I went in after the show one night, I can't remember, probably Tuesday or Wednesday last week, to get some essentials, you know, milk, orange juice, some washing powder. Don't use the powders myself, I use those liquid tabs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
so just hang on, so why were you getting washing powder?
Well, that's what...
Oh, you were getting the taps.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. And wine?
There's this... No, there wasn't any wine.
Okay.
And there's this bloke, like, following me around. Everywhere I am, every aisle I'm in, he's right there, just staring.
That's the store detective, isn't it?
No, he looks too dodgy to be a store detective.
Right.
Well, mind you, how do you know that?
Well, I don't think you do. In some of them, you can...
What,
have,
do some
like,
of them employ dodgy ones just to kind of throw you off balance?
Well, no, you can have plain clothed ones, can't you?
Well, he wasn't plain, but he looked a bit...
Why? How close was he to you? Why didn't you say, stop it, I'm just getting my essentials?
Because I don't like confrontation, do I, at the best of times.
Oh, so you thought he was a security man?
No, I didn't. I just thought
he
was a weirdo.
He's a fan?
No, just a weirdo.
And this is how many times this has happened now?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't mention it last week because I thought it was a one-off. And then on Saturday morning I go in there, he's there again, follow me around. And he's not... It's just me he's following around, not anyone else.
Is he in there before you go in or does he wait outside for you and then...
No, he's in there already.
So he just sits in the supermarket all day, every day, waiting for you to come in to buy some milk?
I don't know.
You must be the security man.
But it's weird that it's happened twice, and that he's not waiting for me outside. He's in there already.
But as you're buying what most people would consider to be the essentials, isn't there a possibility that he's just buying his essentials as well?
No, because... Yeah. No, because...
as everybody needs.
He does
milk,
a weird thing
butter.
Where he... No, he picks things up. Like, for instance, he will pick some margarine up and then just put it back down again.
No, really?
Well, because
what, somebody goes shopping,
I've
picks something...
I've never seen anyone do that in a shop before.
No,
change
more
their
than
mind.
Once. Like, so I'll be by the milk, which obviously is quite near the margarine, yes?
Mm.
So I'll be getting some milk, I'll put it in my basket, he'll pretend to get some margarine and then go, and put it back and then follow me to the next aisle wherever I am.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next instalment.
I know. That is all. I just wanted to let you know what you,
throw
what you
him
thought.
Off course and get some ice cream or something tonight. See what he does then.
I'll keep you updated because I know you're really interested.
Oh, we are.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Ellie's been on going, don't go there tonight, whatever you do. You've given him a heads up. Go shopping on a different night. Well, if it's a store detective, it's fine. What do you have to do to be a store detective? Because it sounds like it's fairly easy.
I have no idea.
Do you just have to, like he does, just go and pick up some butter and put it down again and just watch people?
You just have to watch people shop, don't
you? But don't you do it from afar? Because if this one is a store detective, he's really invading my personal space. He comes right up behind me.
Well, you can't do it. You can't do it from too far, can you? You must be on the same aisle.
Did he have a walkie-talkie? Because that might be a big clue.
I didn't see him use a walkie-talkie. Do they have walkie-talkies?
Some of them do, don't they?
I've always wanted a job with a walkie-talkie, haven't you? I have.
Me and my sister had walkie-talkies when we were little.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
It's like those people you see at
From
gigs.
From top bunk to bottom bunk.
Those people at gigs.
It was a big distance.
Yeah.
They always look really important, don't they? People at gigs with those headphones on and the walkie-talkies. Brilliant.
Do you want us to get one? Or do you just want a job where you have to have one?
I just want to know what being a store detective involves, because maybe I could do it in the morning, don't I?
I'm not going on the bottom bunk whilst you're on the top bunk. And us both with walkie-talkies, I can tell you that now.
Right, let's do this then, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Been on a lot today, that hasn't it, what's occurring? 81199, if you fancy playing along with us.
Oh, what's occurring?
OK, a brand new week. It's Chappers versus Becky. three situations. You just tell us what happened next. Let me know how you do today on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Pete Tong?
Yeah.
Do you know what his favourite dance is?
No.
Have a guess.
His favourite dance?
Yeah.
The Macarena.
No.
Heads, shoulders, knees and toes.
He does like that one, but it's not his absolute favourite.
I've seen him Macarena.
Soldier Boy?
Not Soldier, no.
Oh, that's Joe Wiley's favourite one, isn't it?
Pete Tong's favourite dance is, in fact, the conga.
Is it?
Yeah. You know that thing where you go in a line, your auntie does it at weddings and stuff? Explain what the conga is for people that don't know, chappers.
It's where you have a big line of people and you just all dance around.
Pete Tong loves it. He loves doing the conga so much.
Does he always like to lead it?
Mostly, yes.
Ah, right, okay.
He likes it so much he calls it the Pete Tonga.
Well, it's fortunate, isn't it, that his favourite dance is so close to what his name is.
So, on Friday, you know he's on at 7 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
During Newsbeat, he came in and he came up to me and said, Scott, would you like to do a conga with me round the block? And I said, Pete, for you, why not? So me and Pete Tong went out and did a conga round the block just outside from Radio 1.
A tonga.
A Pete Tonga, yeah.
That's why you came back in so out of breath.
Yes.
Did you just see him and Pete Tong disappearing upstairs?
I did wonder what was going on. He said, look after this, I'll be back. And then they came running back in like...
Here's my question for you. At peak rush hour time in central London, how many people would join in a Pete Tonga with me and Pete Tong? Pete Tong's leading the conga. How many people join in with us? Chappers.
Two.
Just two people?
Yeah.
Remember, there's a lot of people around. It's central London. It's like 5:45 on a Friday night.
Because it's Friday...
You barely get anybody to talk to in London, let alone join a conga.
But I think if it's Pete, I'm going to say 10.
10 people you think would join the Pete Tonga?
It's Pete, then him.
Oh, 9.
Why?
No, I'm joking. I don't cuss it out. I'm joking.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Pete Tong... doing the conga.
Hi, Pete Tong.
Hiya.
Are you ready to do the Pete Tonga?
Believe it or not, I am. Look, do I look like I'm ready?
Yes, he is. Okay, we're going to try and get as many people as we can, so let's do it.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
Three people so far. Are you liking it?
I love a conga.
Are you enjoying it, Pete?
Oh, loving it. Look, it's in the leg action.
Are you enjoying yourself?
A great time.
Do you want to do the Pete Tonga?
Come on, everybody. Do the Pete Tonga.
Yes. Let's have it. We go around the bins.
Join the conga. There's still three people. Keep going, Pete.
Someone wants to do this.
I think more people will be interested.
I think we're stopping traffic now.
Join the Pete Tonga. Come on. Come on!
The medical services there.
Would you like to join the Pete Tonga?
Join the conga!
Robert!
Sports!
Right, still just three people.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga!
Join the Pete Tonga! Would you like to join the Pete Tonga?
Join the Pete Tonga! You think Kilimanjaro's tiring?
Not long till we get back to Radio 1. Come on, the final push, everybody. You all right, love?
Having a great time. Getting a bit knackered now.
I love the fact that no one takes any notice of you.
We're in central London doing the Pete Tonga. No one cares.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
That was so much fun, wasn't it? Wow. So, Pete, we've got three people, that's right, three, to do the Pete Tonga at rush hour time in central London.
Unbelievable. No one batted an eyelid.
I was hoping for more, but we did it. So, what's that?
Maybe do it without any clothes on next time.
Maybe we should. That's next week.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. You just went round the block?
Yeah.
You sound absolutely knackered.
Yeah, I know, listen.
So, Pete, we... We've got three people, that's right, three, to do the Pete Tonga at rush hour time in central London.
Unbelievable.
It's really hard to keep up with him.
Did he go at a real speed, did
when
he?
When he's doing the Pete Tonga, no, he's unstoppable.
So you've got three people.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
Yeah.
Do you try to intimidate people into doing it?
Do you want to do the Pete Tonga?
So it was three people.
And out of those three people, how many worked at Radio 1 and sort of joined the conga as you left the building?
All three of them.
All three of them?
Yeah. Yeah, they were all Radio 1 employees.
So the Pete Tonga was you, Pete Tong, and three Radio 1 employees?
Yeah. I didn't expect people to be so miserable, to be honest. I thought if Pete Tong, like one of the world's greatest DJs, is doing a conga around the block, you would expect people to join in.
Well, it sounds like he was going at such a lightning speed, no one had a chance to cling on.
Anyway, three, so Chappers gets the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one.
Apparently, I've just been told by online that the video is up now of the Pete Tonga.
Yeah, we did make a little video as well, so that's up there now. That's good, isn't it?
That's great, yeah.
You can actually see him. And I mean, I know I've explained it, you know, fairly well, but I can't describe to you unless you go online and have a look at that video just how amazing he is at it.
Right.
It's hard to explain. Next one. You know books?
Mm-hmm.
National Book Day. It's all about that at the moment. What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was called Netherlands. Or any Netherland, good? Rather.
Becky?
Very interesting.
I only really read cookbooks. I think it was just called Bake. Or 101 Cookies.
Mine was the Christopher Biggins autobiography.
Was it? Was it good?
Yeah, really good, actually.
Christopher Biggins autobiography. Mm. Did you buy that or did he send that to you?
No, it was just upstairs. I found it and I thought, I'll have a look at that. It's quite good.
All right. How long did that take you to read?
A couple of hours. Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Let's say we went out onto the streets, okay? Mm. You know what street?
Yeah. Stupid Street.
We ask people, what do you think they would say the greatest book ever is?
Oh my god.
Harry Potter.
Becky's saying Harry Potter. Chappers?
I'll go Harry Potter 2. I don't know what any of them are called. Harry Potter and a Spoonful of Sugar or whatever.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, there you go, I'll take that one.
How does I know that?
I don't know.
But hang on, we've got two.
Oh, all right,
Harry
no, right,
Potters.
Okay, right.
Harry
all right, you go, all right, Lord of the Rings.
Is that a book?
Oh, the Hobbit, I don't know, whatever all those freaky things are.
What? That's a film.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh my god, I've just realised. You actually thought that was just a film?
Yes, you did.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we went out into the streets.
Look how red she's got.
And asked people, what's the greatest book ever written?
Probably Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I worked in childcare for a while. You get to, like, go through the apples and the watermelon and stuff. I really like it.
What, two? No, actually, I've got three. Tony Adams, another one, Patrick Vieira, and Thierry Henry.
Oh, go away.
I read Sophie Kinsella, Confessions of Shopaholic and Dreamworld of Shopaholic, and Can You Keep a Secret? That's a really good one.
Victoria Beckham. I thought it was fantastic. It's her first ever one, and she was so simple. I think she still is, though. People just misunderstand her, but it's wonderful. It's just everything that she went through, all the auditions and how the Spice Girls got together. You know, everyone thinks they've been friends for years, and they haven't. And it was the audition that they had, and, you know, and the image that they've given her, and even, like, things like guys she was seeing, and, you know, her insecurities and things like that, her weight, because she was a chubby girl. So, you know, it was. I thought it was really good, yeah.
A book by Mary Higgins Clark. I can't remember the name.
What was it about?
I honestly can't remember.
My favourite book. Wow, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. There's a book that I read. It's about a bunch of women cheating on each other with their friends, boyfriends, and all that. It's, I can't remember who it's by, but it's that's all I can think of. Well.
There's always one clear standout favourite when we speak to them, and that was today's one.
There's a book that I read. It's about a bunch of women cheating on each other with their friends, boyfriends, and all that. I can't remember who it's by, but it's That's all I can think of. Well.
So Harry Potter seems to be the only one that was mentioned there. So
that woman on Victoria Beckham, blimey.
I know, bless. Oh. Did you say, you said Harry Potter? Yeah. Okay, so it's one all now, isn't it?
Oh, what's occurring?
Quite a lot of people wondering when Becky B's on to Stupid Street.
Well, it's not far away from here. You know The Colour of Money? We talked about this before, Chris Tarrant's new quiz show, where the contestants pick coloured boxes. Mm. But it is entire guesswork. But for some reason, I don't know why, the contestants really kind of overthink it. Just guess! And then they try and come up with reasons why they pick these coloured boxes for some reason. I don't really get it. Here's my question to you. How many stupid reasons did they come up with to pick those boxes on last Saturday's show on The Colour of Money?
11.
They've only got to pick... Is it out of 10 boxes? It is, isn't it? Mm. So I think 9.
Well, I didn't know that. Now you needed to explain that.
You didn't.
Yeah, we did. Well, you might as well just play it. She's won it. You might as well just play a record.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here come this week's stupid reasons for picking those coloured boxes on Chris Tarrant's quiz show, The Colour of Money.
The embarrassing episode with the fake tan. Let's go to the tan machine.
Oh, obviously, the embarrassing episode with the fake tan. Fake tan machine.
Tan as a colour?
I think aqua's my birthstone. I think I'm going to go back downstairs to aqua.
Who knows their birthstone? Because I certainly don't.
I think it's time for one of the big hitters. Grand's car's on its last legs. And it's a horrible old burgundy thing. So I'm going to go to the burgundy machine.
Of course, Grant's car, last legs. You pick burgundy,
straight
don't you?
There.
Straight away.
I tell you what, one of my favourite songs, Dreaming of You by The Coral. Let's go to the coral machine.
Oh, what?
What a coral? There is a coral colour.
Does this show not have, like, blue, red, green?
Yellow, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, I'm a massive, massive Hull City fan. So I'm going to go with the black and ambers. I'm going to go amber.
Oh, he's got some great... He's got the best, I think.
Let's just go next door and go fern.
Eh?
There was a fern machine? What kind
of... Let's just go next door and go fern.
Let's go next door and go fern?
But they walk along, don't they, the machines? They have to go up the stairs to the back ones. Oh. I think he was being lazy with that one.
I've got a couple of big hitters I'm going to save till later. So let's kick off with... Let's go for gold.
Ah, nice.
Let's go for... Big crush on Sienna Miller. Let's go Sienna.
Oh, Sienna, oh, yeah.
What colour is Sienna? Like a desert colour?
I don't know what colour Sienna is.
That must have been put in there because he said he liked Sienna Miller, yeah. Surely.
So we've got tan.
Coral.
Coral.
Burgundy. Sienna.
I love the name Cream Machine. I'm going to go for the cream, I think, from a second to last.
Of course, as you would.
Does he prefer it for a boy or a girl?
the cream machine.
Anyway, surprisingly, the answer was 9.
Well, out of 10.
Becky,
my 11 didn't win then.
Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, have you seen this this trailer for Watchmen? Have you heard about it? It's
no.
A new film.
Heard about it?
Yes. I think it looks rubbish.
Why?
It's like, you know when you and Chappa sit there and go, Sex in the City? I'm going to go to Watchmen because it just looks like a big boy film.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's brilliant.
It's based on this graphic novel. That's a comic book to you and me, Chappers.
Right.
A posh comic book.
All right, okay.
And it's supposed to be really, you know, very well done, very clever, and film types are getting very excited about it. I know that Eve's talked about it. James King loves it. They're calling it The Dark Knight of 2009.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be quite dark. Here's a bit of the trailer for you if you've not heard about this.
Watchmen. One of us died tonight. Somebody knows why. Somebody knows.
I heard he'd been working for the government. Maybe it was a political killing.
Maybe someone's picking off costumed heroes.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
He needs a locket. Does that bloke?
Yeah. Sounds a bit like me at the beginning of last week.
He did, actually, yeah.
Basically, superheroes in Lycra are banned and the world is heading for nuclear war.
John thinks that there's going to be nuclear war.
What if that's why someone wants us out of the way? So we can't do anything to stop it. An attack on one is an attack on all of us.
Watchmen are over.
What do you suggest we do about it?
Retribution.
Hmm. Sounds like something that I might get quite bored of, to be honest.
Oh, it sounds awful.
I have to agree, it does sound dreadful.
I see how easy it was to convert you, that's brilliant. There's a man in it that looks really scary, he's got a mask on. It's way scarier than Jim Carrey in his mask.
Is it?
Mm. What about Hannibal Lecter in his mask?
Yeah, scarier than that, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it sounds, I mean, for people that like that kind of thing, it sounds immense.
The world will look up and shout, save us. No whisper. No.
Rubbish whispering.
I want him to... You know when you just want someone to cough? Oh, just cough. Just go... much better. Oh, some people are saying it's quite good. Some people are saying it's absolute pants.
There are more people saying it's pants.
Okay, right. Well, that may be the case.
Yeah.
Now, I found this, right, on the internet.
Okay.
And it's the theme tune to the Saturday morning kids' TV version of Watchmen.
Right.
Because, you know, for every good film, there's always a really badly made cartoon, isn't there? So here's the one for this.
Oh, no, Adrian. Looks like the Reds are polluting the city lake. What do we do?
We call the Watchmen.
Strong together, united forever. They're the best of friends. But when trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen.
Now that, to me, is more like it.
That's a trail.
Yeah. Which one of those would you prefer to watch?
I'd prefer to watch the second
me
one.
Me too. Sadly, though, this one's not real. But I would watch that.
Oh.
If you look on our site... bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Scott Mills pages, you can see the kids' cartoon version of Watchmen.
Now is the leader, and he loves to party down. Rorschach's friends to the animals.
Yeah, when he's not clowning around.
Why nutty?
Beat up some thugs, say no to drugs, be in bed by 10. But if trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen.
Watch out.
Watch out. That one just gets my attention a lot more. Mm. All the comic fans will be like, oh, God, no, no, Mills, no. But I think this one looks good.
The comic fans aren't very happy with you on the text.
Are they not?
No.
I've not had a look.
No. Probably best if you don't, actually. Maybe just gloss over the text that come in at the moment.
Let me just refresh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Chris in Devon says Watchmen is just basically X-Men with nipples.
That is a spoof, you idiot. Yeah, I know that.
They didn't call you an idiot on the text.
No, they take it very seriously, don't they?
Anyway.
Like, no sense of humour. Anyway, what?
There's a really bad one.
That
you
one.
You can't read that at all.
What, the one with the capitals?
Well, not capitals
halfway
all the way
through.
Yeah, halfway through. Yeah.
That particular word highlighted. Thing is, who's to say it's good or bad? It's an opinion.
Exactly.
I always like the version of things that people say should have never been made. Mm. For me, Scooby-Doo with Scrappy in it was a lot better.
Now I have to disagree with you there. I'm sorry.
I think I'm one of the only people that think that. But I think that Scrappy was a genius addition to the Scooby-Doo cast.
I think Scrappy made it.
Yeah, good.
Well, you two are wrong.
Now, I never really watched Friends that much, but I did when I saw it. I did quite enjoy Joey.
No! Now Jessica, you're making it up.
No.
That was rubbish.
You preferred the follow-up series to Friends that was called Joey.
Look, you're talking to the person that even quite enjoyed the TV series of Clueless, so nobody like that.
Well, you're on your own with all this abuse that comes in now.
If it's something that got cancelled in America after the first season or went straight to DVD, chances are I've probably got the box set.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Yeah, the texts are... some of them are fairly abusive now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm saying is, like, I'm sure if you like the Watchmen film and you like reading comics and all that, then it is for you. Personally, I would rather watch the Saturday morning edition of Watchmen, which doesn't exist, but if it did, I'd watch it.
Oh no, Adrian! Looks like the Reds are polluting the city lake! What do we do?
We call the Watchmen!
Strong together, united forever, they're the best of friends. But when trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen!
David's been to see Watchmen. He's never been so bored for 2 hours in his whole life. Cy in Glasgow's been on. He kind of looked behind in the cinema and he could see a sea of geeks in awe. Let's just look. This is just some of the texts that are coming in.
Do you want me to put their point of view?
Could
to
you please?
Out?
Could you please?
Adam on the M1. It's not a matter of taking it seriously. It's being ired at your uninformed opinion. And this is the best bit. And the wishy-washy way you let Becky change your opinion. Sad.
Okay.
I wasn't aware that Becky had changed your opinion on that one, I have to say.
Leanne in Warrington agrees with me. She loved Joey. People who disagree are just wrong and have no taste. It's only because I didn't see many friends. I'm sure that was probably better, but I just quite enjoyed Joey when I saw it. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
This is Liam.
Hello, Liam. Where are you today?
Today, I'm on the... What road? A406, pulled over in a safe place.
Pacific, okay. Whereabouts is that on the North Circular?
Currently near IKEA.
Oh, off of Wembley.
That's right.
Good. How can I help?
Well, you know, I was thinking you were taking a little bit of abuse, abuse here, and, you know, Clueless, the series.
Good,
awesome.
Eh? Was awesome, wasn't it?
On a par with Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes!
Yes! Clarissa Explains It All was amazing.
She explained everything.
She did. And really, in a very easy-to-understand way for people like you, Emilium.
That's right, you know. Some of us like it explained in simple fashion.
Yes, we do. That's us. I love you, Liam.
I love you too, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
What?
Becky's just said something ridiculous again.
It's not ridiculous.
It is. This is ridiculous.
I said that I was watching The Green Green Grass, or whatever it's called on... Thursday night.
No, you're not going to say it's not better than Only Fools and Horses.
It is not better.
No, it is not.
Have you seen it? There you go.
It can't be better.
It isn't better than... The Green Green Grass is not better than Only Fools and Horses.
No, I generally always like the spin-off more than the original, but on that one I'm going to have to disagree with you, I'm afraid. However, Baywatch Nights, better than Baywatch, in my opinion. Baywatch Hawaii, better still.
I can't comment, having never seen Baywatch Nights.
What about Casualty 1907? Is that better than actual Casualty?
I think so.
Why?
Just more weird ailments.
Not as gory. Was it as gory?
Gorier,
but like not so much kind of...
Not so much of a positive outcome at the end.
Yeah, but not so many... Like, they don't go into too much detail on the operations and stuff, which I quite like.
But you like a hospital programme that doesn't show you any operations or go into any detail.
Yeah, really.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm trying to think of some other TV shows that we'd like there to be a spin-off of. What about Spooks? The one that doesn't speak thinks that Malcolm could have his own show.
Doesn't Spooks already have a spin-off show?
Does it?
Yeah. Spooks Code 15 or something.
What about Malcolm, though? Is he any good? Would he warrant
Malcolm,
like an hour?
It might get slightly geeky and technical if Malcolm had his own spin-off, to be honest.
Well, no, I think he just does that in work, doesn't he? He just go home and cook a microwave meal and watch some telly.
Right, yeah.
Would you watch it, though?
Of course, she watches Green Green Grass. Of course she'd watch it.
I'd quite like... What about Ian Beale, if he had his own spin-off from EastEnders?
I can't see that.
Why not? He moves out of Walford, and it would just be called Beale. And just be
and
following...
then what does he do?
No.
Open up calves and chippies across the country.
Yeah, I think that's got legs.
Right.
Maybe we think the girl off Countdown could have her own spin-off show, where she does some counting.
That's right. Well, strictly speaking, Countdown is Jeff Stelling's spin-off show from Soccer Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So you could have a spin-off of a spin-off with her. I like her.
Wasn't Colin on Countdown earlier?
Was he?
Yes, I think Colin Murray was on Countdown.
I was very busy working. I can't watch television in the afternoon.
Obviously,
Becky.
That is on at the same time as this show, so we advise you not to watch it.
Thanks for paying attention, Becky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone thinks Cook from Skin should have his own show just to annoy Becky. a lot of people saying that Torchwood's better than Doctor Who. That's a spin-off, isn't it? John Barrowman. I've got one. What about as a spin-off, I'd quite like to see this. Norris, off of Coronation Street.
That'd be good,
that. He could have his own show.
Yeah.
I think that's got a lot of material that is undiscovered.
Mm-hmm.
Norris wins the lottery, moves out of Weatherfield, lives in a mansion just outside Manchester with some large-breasted lovelies.
Yeah.
Walks around in a kind of bum-skimming dressing gown.
Elderly Edge, I reckon.
I think he lives Elderly Edge. Eventually, occasionally Emily pops around and he just has to hide the lovelies in the cupboard and stuff.
Right. She doesn't have on a bum-skimming dressing gown.
No, she's
gown,
not though, got a bum-skimmer on, though.
Don't go for that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.